universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Cookies. So, when do you take a cookie to a doctor? When it feels crummy. When does an Oreo cookie go to the dentist? When it's lost its filling. Why do basketball players like cookies? Because they can dunk them. All right, one more. What type of cookie makes you rich? Well, of course, a fortune cookie. I love laughter. I love jokes. In fact, Cecilia Lee, my co-host of 4216, and I do a nursing home visit every Wednesday in the middle of our day. And we always start with some jokes. And Cecilia usually provides them. If you've known me a long time, you know I love blonde jokes. So if any of you got some good blonde jokes out there, you can send them my way. I could probably tell you a few of them, but I better not. I'll get people offended at me. But anyway, and with laughter and jokes and things, I've often thought, is there any in the Bible? And sure, there are some things. Well, this last Sunday, I think we saw where Jesus, I think, laughed a good, hearty laugh. The episode took place in Mark chapter 9. It had just come down after Jesus had transfigured himself on the mountaintop from Peter, James, and John viewing that. And when they came down, they were met by a crowd of people and the disciples who were kind of puzzled. And Jesus said, what are you arguing about? And a man in the crowd said, I brought my son to your disciples to throw a evil spirit out of him because he's possessed and makes him mute. And Jesus said, well, bring the boy to me. When the spirit saw Jesus, he threw the boy down with convulsions and screaming and foaming at the mouth. And Jesus turned to the father and said, how long has he been doing this? And the father said, since childhood. Please, if you can have compassion and help us, do something. And Jesus' response was just, I think, great. If you can do something? And I think it might even have been, if you can do something? You know, it's kind of like saying, can a bird fly? Can a dog bark? You know, if you can do something? And then Jesus said if you believe, everything's possible. Oh, and then it's really precious because the father then said, I believe, but help my unbelief. He wanted to believe, but he was struggling because he had faced this so long. But coming back to the humor, Jesus was basically saying, I'm God. I can do this. I created the world. I gave life. I have power over this, just like I do over the wind and the waves. And that's why I think he really did do a hearty laugh. But then he points out that believing in him is important. And when the father acknowledged, yes, I do believe, but help me. Really, I think that was really the key that Jesus was trying to get to. It wasn't really, I mean, he knew he could help the boy and he could have compassion on the boy, but he knew he had to help the father. And that's what why he asked these questions, because Jesus is God. He knew all that, but he wanted the father to ask for help too. And you know, Jesus does the same for us. And if you can hear it, just when you pray, Lord, help me, and just hear the chuckle. If I can help you, of course I can help you. Will you believe? But belief, it calls for a couple things, you know. It means we have to trust him and not our understanding. I'm pulling in a different verse where Proverbs 3:5, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your strength. Now, I actually said it backwards, but I did that on purpose. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, we'd like to say, God, I believe in you, so do it this, 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 and this way. Well, that's not belief. That's not trust. That's demanding God be our puppet. Belief and trust in God means we really do say, whatever you do, Lord, it's okay. I'm trusting. So if the cold doesn't go away, if the blindness remains, if the cancer lingers on, if the pain is still there, and you've prayed, Lord, if it be your will, take it away, and it's not gone. It's not because God can't. There must be some other reason. Just trust in God. I point out the humor, because humor helps so many things. If I can, of course I can. All things are possible for those who believe. May we be those who believe. And may we say like the Father, I do believe. Help my unbelief. We pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you do have a sense of humor. After all, you made us, and you didn't smunch us up and destroy us once we sinned, but you're patient with us. I really do, Lord, think you love to laugh. Thank you for giving us laughter, both at ourselves, our situations. And Lord, help us in our unbelief to believe in you, to really trust in you, to not lean on our own understanding, but to trust in you. In your name we pray it, Lord. Amen. You know, I often say, send me an email. You can respond to this one or drop me an email. Get to that in a second. But if you've got a thing of humor with God, please send it. I'd love to share that. And I promise, if you give me some reasonable ones that I can share in the air, I will. Because I think this is so important for us as Christians to have that joy and laughter, even in the midst of sorrow, difficulty, pain, and hardship. Oh, we can laugh. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. And before I go, one last cookie one. At a Christian school, there was a table. And at one end, there were a bunch of apples. And one of the teachers wrote a note, God is watching. Take just one. Well, at the other end of the table were a bunch of cookies piled up on a plate. And after reading the note at the one end, this one kid grabbed a piece of paper and wrote, take as many as you want. God is watching the apples. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.